The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Golf ballers, everyone, hey, welcome back to another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. As always, make sure to check out the website there, hoop-ball.com. Go check them out. Check us out as a show on Twitter at Hoopball Gaming. And I guarantee you'll find some nuggets, whatever you search in. We got some fantasy basketball playoffs in the thick of it. So if you want to win that cash prize going on in your league, I would suggest going and getting involved in at least the free stuff and the free coverage and news blurbs that we offer. On top of that, find some pros of ours that you like. And attached to their stuff because there's some great content out there. Of course, I'm going to mention the Wager Pass because we have got lots of Masters stuff coming up that's going to be provided by Joe Campese. Find him. Gosh darn it. I knew this was going to happen. I'll get the Twitter handle plug in there. But if you look up Joseph Campese with a Z-E at the end, you will find him. The show is growing. The network is growing. The family's growing. The Discord is as big as an inflated blowfish right now. So I would definitely check that out too. It's very, very fun. At least try it out for a little bit. Let us see how we did. 5-star reviews. I'm going to get all the stuff off the top because we got lots of stuff to talk about. Live baseball, all the hootenannies. So we're going to get into it. Shortly, I've got Blake on the show, and we're going to talk a lot of baseball diamonds. So make sure to check that out and our affiliates. You know, I'm going to talk about TallySight a bunch the next couple of weeks. There's some exciting stuff coming with that. But you've got to check out Manscaped first and foremost and take care of all of your needs as far as men's grooming. Or ladies, I mean, I don't know how it works. It's 2021, but, lawns need mowed. That's all I know. And the technology, the anti-tug technology of the lawnmower 3.0, the built-in LED light, it takes care of everything. If you want to use it on your armpits, go for it. If you want to use it on your belly button, I got a deep belly button. There ain't no shame in my game. So the Weed Whacker works for me. The Weed Whacker's got a lithium battery. So lots of battery life and power to trim through some hair and some deep shrub. So they also have the complete care package. I would recommend using that with the Hoopball promo code. It's going to be HOOPBALL20. You get 20% off and free shipping. I love the free shipping part. I hate paying for shipping. That's the worst part. Blake, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
Free shipping seals. I mean, I could spend $70 and or $5 and you tell me free shipping and I'm in.
As long as they don't have that extra $3, you're fine.
Some of this shipping is outrageous.
It is.
So are stamps, you know. Side tidbit, I buy a lot of stamps because I, you know, sell and ship a lot of Pokemon cards. I like Pokemon cards. I sell them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I collect them. So, you know, I am that curmudgeon-y 28-year-old that complains about stamp and postage stuff. So it's outrageous and it's too damn high. Speaking of what's too damn high is the first five total in the Boston game and that total in general. As we were talking about in the Discord, I added that live bet because I realized I didn't make my Boston pick. And what happens? You reach and then you get pissed on. So that's what happened. Don't reach, son.
No, it's true. How many times have you learned that lesson?
But we still
you're gonna keep doing it. You're gonna keep doing it.
All of us. We absolutely all do because we're people. And I got it right here. Written. It's literally right in front of my face, Blake. I put together, you know, on 4/6/21 MLB notes, handwritten right here in front of me with the ink of my own pen. Boston heating up. First thing I wrote. So
you would have had a -1.5, you think?
I the Yarborough thing is what scared me, but now I'm not scared of him anymore. He's a bum.
I don't think he's a bum.
Yeah. No, that was hyperbole.
But
and we talked about it with the Lakers in our preview, the deep postseason run. And I forgot to, put that in a measure, with this Rays team early on. So shame on me.
Yeah, I agree. They're getting off to a slow start.
Another team that I think and hey, by the way, listeners, this is Blake. I mean, we just kind of jumped into it, but Blake LaWatch, at Blake LaWatch on Twitter. It's hard to say like one of Hoopball's hottest new attractions or, you know, additions to the team, but because like every single one of you guys are just absolutely stomping right now. So as our Australian brothers would say, it's hopping like a frog in a sock. There it is. Yeah, I had to take my time on it, make sure I did.
Did they say that? I've never heard that.
Yeah. So Lyle Swithenbank, you know,
absolutely.
And Mr. Adam King.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard him use it on a few shows and apparently it's quite commonly used. So
you have to put it in your own language now.
I tried using it the other day and no one really seemed to take to it. So
no, I don't think Oklahomans are very versed in Australian culture.
No, we do have a sister city somewhere though.
All right.
I think so. Another team that was heating up is the San Francisco Giants, and they're in a spot without Tatis. But, you know, I do want to point out the depth of behind Tatis and the KBO transfer of Kim, I believe. And he didn't really get his bat going last night coming in. Obviously, it was just kind of like a weird thrust into the moment type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really want to back San Francisco because I love what they can do against lefties, but this is Blake Snell we're talking about. And both teams, just side tidbit here, combined 0-7 to the under. So,
really?
Yeah. I, you know, was surprised myself. So looking for, I would say like Mauricio Dubon and, I can't remember if Yaz is going to be in or not.
I think he is, last I saw.
Yeah. So those guys are typically good against lefties. And they, you know, we've seen Blake Snell get roughed up and towards the end of last season even.
Yeah, Yaz is bad second.
Yeah. I mean, he has, out of four starts, you know, he'll have that one or those two that are clustered together, and it's just like a lot. Not a particular angle. I did play it on Tallyside as San Francisco plus 135. I mean, it opened at plus 150. The over-under sitting at 7.5. I'm gun shy to lean the under because it's like, well, when does one of these overs hit for San Francisco and or San Diego? Going 0 for 8, 9, or 10 to the under, you know, is crazy to start the season for combined ball clubs.
Yeah, and you don't really think of San Francisco as a offensive powerhouse ever.
Right. And, you know, one of them, you know, I would say is that start. Well, no, because that game still went over. So never mind. The Gausman game. Gausman had a really great start where I think the first five under hit through the first like 6 or 7 innings, there was, I think, like 3 runs on the board. And then it was an 8-7 finish because the Giants came and walked it off, I think it was, or the Mariners. I don't remember. Something happened. Mm-hmm. So, and now I'm just one.
I like backing Gausman, not necessarily in this game against this Padres team, but in general, I think he just has a bad rap for his Baltimore days where he wasn't very good. What? But he's been okay. He's been okay since he's gone to the Giants.
Same with Bundy. Exactly.
Bundy. You just got to get out of Baltimore.
Yeah.
Don't go to Baltimore if you want to pitch.
Speaking of people that are in Baltimore and that are pitching, John Means.
Oh, your boy.
You know, all right, so I like his name because, and I'm sorry, and this is me giving him like a little like kudos, you know, like because I think he's a below average pitcher, but I think it's funny that his name Mean is, you know, the term commonly used in, you know, arithmetic reasoning of average.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
and he is just that.
He's got a 0 ERA on the season.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so do I, though.
Yeah. Me too. That makes 3 of us.
All right.
You know who also has a 0 ERA on the season?
Oh, Tyon.
Yeah. Yamison Tyon.
Yep.
So, lots of pitching that could probably change in this matchup. Lefties against this batting lineup of the Yankees. And look, this is obviously, we probably don't need to spend too much time on it. I just wanted to make fun of Means.
Mm-hmm.
And what is Tyon's like 37, 38?
No way. Is he really?
He is old. He's like,
dude, I feel like he's new to the league still.
Jameson Tyon.
Jameson Tyon. Am I wrong? Are
I
you
thought
wrong?
He was at least 35.
He's 29.
Okay, who am I thinking of?
No idea.
Yeah, there's. I'll get it somewhere. But I mean, yeah, 14-2. Baltimore's been outscored in this series. I tried to back them in a team total spot in the first game at 3.5. It didn't work, and it was at minus 120 odds. So, I think I'm just kind of looking for the Yankees to cover the spread here. Or cover, sound like a football term, but you know, cover the run line.
The run line.
It started at close to even money. It's now to minus 110. So,
yeah, I'm seeing minus 110 too. It's either that or nothing. And I don't think minus 110 is, well, maybe it is big enough payout, but it's either that or nothing.
Yeah. I did get my minus 1.5. Not going to give out my unit designation because I believe this could or could not be, but probably maybe might be a wager pass play.
All right. There you go. I kind of, Yankees over 5.5 runs. That seems like so much, but that's absolutely doable.
Mm-hmm. And speaking
it's
of.
It's plus 105.
Plus 105. That's
kind of like that.
Yeah. I think that's a good call.
That is.
60 degrees, low wind, less than 10 miles per hour.
And it's in New York.
And it's in New York. Hmm. I wonder how, I just want to look. I wish there was a way I could just pull it up instantly, just the most, like, last 25 games, left-handed starting pitchers and what they did at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I'm sure there's a way.
Specifically, like, road pitchers, you know?
Yeah.
So, Minnesota's back up on top over Detroit, 3-2. So.
Yeah, is it should be. But I stayed away from that game as well after yesterday.
Uh-huh. Toronto, Texas. Texas winning 2-0. Kyle Gibson. Gibby. Poor guy. He's like the only, like everyone, they left. He's like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
He's the only one left.
Yeah. He just.
Yeah. This team just needs to blow up at all. And there you are. They're getting their way, but they're just so bad and they're going to be so bad. I'm surprised they're putting up as much runs this year as they have been.
Mm-hmm.
They got Gallo still there.
Yeah. Yeah. Which the return that they could get for him, I think.
Yeah. He'll be in New York by the end of the year.
Oh yeah.
He'll be in one of those New York teams.
I was going to say either the Mets or the Yankees. Phillies, if they keep playing the way they do, I know we're only like 5 games in, but Phillies get him and add to their swinging.
Make that at least that much harder.
Yeah. There's going to be some overlap here, listeners, so we apologize. But as Blake and I was talking offline, having like hurricane-like weather through the Midwest and specifically Oklahoma, and it's just making recording damn near impossible. So I tried and tried and tried, but the wolf kept blowing my house down or my internet router down. So we want to talk about a Blake play right here. And this game is literally probably about to start in the next minute or so. And that is the Dodgers and the A's. Man, who saw the A's starting 0 and potentially 7 to start the year?
Not me, but I'm happy to see it.
You're happy to see it? Are you a Dodgers fan?
I'm a Mariners fan.
Oh, that's right.
But that's not even really why, because the Mariners are, you know, garbage as well.
Well, they lost. Okay, so here's the thing. Marcus Semien, and look how he's doing in Toronto. He's significantly upgraded that infield for them. And then they lose Chad Pinder recently to the IL. And then, you know, Chapman had some injuries. Kana had some injuries at the last parts of the season last year, and it's kind of like a rollover effect. And you know, I love them, small market team and all, but
yeah, it almost seems like they've gone too much into what they do, the whole Moneyball thing. But you just look at their lineup, and unless you're a real baseball fan, you're not going to know any of these names. They got some pitchers coming up, I'm excited. You know, Lizardo is going today.
Yeah, he is going today,
but he hasn't quite lived up to his hype.
Is Pollock,
AJ Puck's exciting?
Oh, yeah. Pollock's got to be in because it's a lefty on the mound. Pollock crushes lefties.
I don't see him in their lineup.
I thought I did. Action Network's got him.
Oh, he is. Nope, you're right.
Batting what, 6?
I got 5th.
Yeah, 5th. Between Will Smith, Welcome to Miami, and Max Muncy. Man. Yeah,
just started first pitch.
Nice. And you've got the team total over 4.5
for the Dodgers. Got it. Yes.
And that is that's the paywall lifting right there.
That's the paywall lifting, even though it's too late for these people. But yeah, over 4.5 minus 125.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I told you on it. So.
Oh, good. We'll make some money together.
MLB Network, if y'all want to watch along. You know, I was starting the show with a baseball game in the background, and I tried it for about 30 seconds, and then I had to turn it off because I didn't want the feed and bleed back or whatever that's called, the bleed over. I don't know the correct term, but it's like a squirrel kind of thing. So
yeah, I got my TV on. Let me know if I need to turn it off.
Oh no, you're fine. I'm just kind of bad at multitasking sometimes as I'm scrolling through the card right now. What do you think? Man, the Braves are just so weird right now. And Washington being like a fresh start, They've been heavily favored in like their first two games back, obviously, because Strasburg's going today and then Scherzer went yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and then you got a guy like Yanoa on the mound for Atlanta. Is this a first five area for Washington maybe? Or is it like, can we maybe see Strasburg just go the distance or real deep?
If I had to on a game like this, I think I might go first five.
Yeah.
When I trust a starting pitcher and a guy like Strasburg, and I don't trust anybody else, I generally stick with the first five. But what is the first five on this one?
I'm seeing, man, there is so much juice on the Strasburg. The Strasburger is juicy. -160 on money line. Over under is 4.5. Shade of -120 to the under. Pick -115.
Kind of like that -1.5 and -110 odds.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
But, yeah, just because I trust Strasburg and nobody else. And the Braves, they have to get better, and they're going to get better. You just have to hope it's the second half of this game.
Yeah, they're out. Yan Gomes, Alex Avila, Josh Bell, Josh Harrison, Mercer.
But they're still so stacked. They're still stacked.
They are. Schwarber still hasn't even really played. They haven't gotten a start. I mean, it's all the COVID stuff, obviously. Man.
Austin Riley's gotten off to a slow start.
I can't believe how bad Atlanta started this season.
Yeah, Freeman's off to a slow start, betting 133.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're 5-6 games in. Hey, once they get it going, they'll get it going.
You know who's batting higher than Freddie Freeman right now?
Benintendi?
Andrew
I'm good at this game.
Yeah. So I don't think he hit that ball that we were talking about he needing to hit.
No, he grounded out. Right. So he is sub 200 again.
And so, yeah, him and Freeman right there. They, you know.
Yeah, they're both MVP candidates still.
Batting champ.
Yeah.
Right there.
Absolutely, both of them.
Jorge Soler struck out just now. So reason I'm kind of talking about the Kansas City game is because, again, I forgot, and this was another reach, but I had to make my Royals play. And I, you know, they went up that 1-0 play, and I was like, ah, screw it. Their pitching's been doing pretty decent. -1.5 for +120, I think it was. I put that in the Discord, and literally, I think it was like three pitches later, Cleveland went up 2-1 on a homer by Jose Ramirez. So,
you know, I got juice on the Royals game too, so you can take mine if it hits. I took the Royals total over 3.5 runs, +115, okay. Which sounded so good at the time, even though Bieber was starting. He had a bad first outing, so I thought they'd be okay. But they got two more runs to score in the last inning.
Yeah, and right now it looks like trying to see. Got a guy on base for the Royals.
We're looking for extra innings.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's the Indians. Indians are on base right now.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Not knowing how to look at baseball.
It's tough.
It just does weird things. Man, I don't even look at that Boston-Tampa Bay game. That's just such a weird one.
Yeah, it's a blowout. That one's not exciting at all.
St. Louis-Miami. You had another play that's going to be going in the wager pass without specifically giving it away.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to – so I told you it was a little weird for me because this is a sweep game. I feel weird. It's kind of like the back-to-backs in college basketball where it's just those kind of situations, you know. But baseball's obviously different, so.
It is different, but I always tend to lean towards the team that had gotten beat in the back-to-back or the team that is about to get swept. Because every player in baseball you ever hear in an interview say how hard it is to sweep a team, no matter how bad they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am back in the Marlins. Part of that is because Lopez is on the bump for the Marlins, and he's been great. And Flaherty is for the Cardinals, and he has been bad the last couple years.
He was bad in spring training, too.
Yeah, so, and the Marlins' offense is bad, but if they can, you know, they're still professional hitters. Flaherty's doing that bad, they could be able to get a run or two, and I just have a first five play on it.
Nice, nice, nice. I know what the play is. Premium subscribers know what the play is. So, y'all that do not know what the play is, you should probably
you got time.
Yeah, you got time.
Sign up, get in there. It takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. And it's like 33 cents a day. So, for a wager pass. I mean, I pay more for corn dogs. I love my corner store. I get corn dogs from there a lot. I walk past it a lot. I get corn dogs. I can give up corn dogs to get a wager pass. Easy.
Yeah, challenge accepted.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be hard after for the first couple of days, but I'd figure it out.
You can get frozen ones.
Yeah, exactly. So that game starts around 3:10. I'm excited for it because I want to see how, like, Lopez pitch. I want to see if we're going to get that next level of Lopez. And I think this is a good game for him to do it. If he can shut down these St. Louis bats. Curious as far as – and I was looking at some batting percentages and numbers last – we're going to start deep diving numbers here soon for baseball because, you know, I know we talked about the cliche of collecting data, but playing or not playing or making picks or not making picks, there is data. So we're going to have a lot more to be able to chat about versus just, you know, bare bones start of the season. Getting the board going.
It's really tough right now because everything you're going off is based off a very, very, very small sample size
or what you
these
think
people did might, 2 years ago.
Or what you think you might know, you know.
Yeah.
Like, well, really, what do we know?
You know, it's hard judging these pitchers off what they did a year ago because, you know, how much have these people changed in a year? You know, I've changed a lot in the last year. These people have changed a lot in the last year too. Yeah. So it's very hard to gauge at this point, but it's still loads of fun and we're still doing it.
Side note, the Cardinals have not had a home game this year.
So, and they're still doing okay.
Yeah. And they've had some challenging teams to start, not to say the least. Can't remember who their first series was against. I know it wasn't a terrible team.
That's who they're playing right now. The Reds.
That's who I thought it was. Okay.
The Marlins are gonna be the most fun, horrible team to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I'd much rather watch every Marlins game than every Rangers game. Ooh. And Ramirez just went deep for the Indians.
Yeah, I just saw that. It popped
for
up.
For two run.
Yeah.
Well, there goes us. But back to the Marlins. They got a bunch of young guys, and they're going to be real exciting.
Yeah. Like I said, they're the fish with arms. Or like that one podcast that I referenced.
That's right.
They're the fish with arms.
Yes.
Because they have lots of arms. They have great arms.
I'm sure they do, yeah. Yeah, and once Six does back.
Yeah, yes. His first start will be fun to keep an eye on. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's electric. I'm going to have to back him on that one.
A lot of people will probably want to fade, you know, including the market. Market will want to fade, you know, his first game back because they just don't know. So maybe we need a good spot, a value in it.
Yeah, I understand that thinking.
Yeah. Atlanta and Washington.
But that also creates a lot of value. He's got to be able to find it.
Yes. That's what we do. That's what we do here. Mm-hmm. The Atlanta-Washington game just started, and Ozzie Albies is leading off. Milwaukee-Chicago, my Cubbies. I think that's number 7 for the season. Is in a Lockheed game here, Kyle Hendricks and Woodruff, I believe it was. Yeah, Woodruff started for the Brewers.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, saw that matchup. I was like, man, this is going to be it's just going to be one of those Hendricks-Woodruff matchups. I mean, we've seen it a lot.
I think a lot of these National League Central games are going to be low scoring like this one and or no scoring.
Man, not Cincinnati-Pittsburgh. I think I picked the over every
game. Oh, yeah, that's right. Now that
man, that India kid, he got dinged in the noggin.
Oh, did he?
I saw that live. I mean, he popped right back up, and Cool felt bad, really real bad about it. You know, he noticed it just like he's sucking today. I don't know if anyone watched him yet, but like he had no control.
He threw
probably like 40 balls, I think. So high, low, didn't matter. And so, yeah, lots of runs at Great America Ballpark in that series.
Yeah, and back to your Cubbies, there being no hit, if you didn't realize that.
Oh, my God.
In the sixth inning.
And how about the I got distracted by a Discord pop-up thing. And if you're looking at it, you'll probably know which one I'm referencing.
Which one am I referencing?
I think.
Oh, in the general room?
Yeah, MLB. Dodgers scored a run. AJ Pollock. We were talking about Pollock. AJ Pollock singled to center.
Oh, yes. I see your thing. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
So, Pollock singled for an RBI.
All right. Dodgers let's go.
First.
That play's already looking good.
I mean, the pitching of Oakland has just been so absent, and that's so shocking to me.
It has been absent. Chris Bassett's getting lit up.
Yeah.
But I think he'll turn it around.
Frankie Montas is on the IL.
Yeah.
Well, he might be coming off of it soon.
I'm fairly certain we took the under on the A's in our write-up. So we're looking okay there.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just the production, I knew it was going to just be different, you know, and not just the defensive efficiencies also. And I knew there's going to be a downtick in pitching, but just not this drastic. So, I mean, it's still early, obviously, but
it is. And you always think the A's are going to be good. They always look like they're going to be bad. But in the back of your mind, you know, they're always going to be good. And maybe this year they're finally not.
Yeah. Or just worse than what they have been by like 10 games, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all it really is.
They have the highest ERA in the league this year.
Wow.
Team earned runs average against, they are at 8, which is 30th in the league.
That is not a good number.
They're giving up 8 runs a game.
And what? They played, I mean, all right, so
and they're playing the Dodgers, who are one of the best offenses in the league. This could be 13-4.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they played. Yeah, their first set was against Houston, 4-game set, and Houston just lit them up, 8-1, 9-5, 9-1, 9-2.
Yeah, they gave up a lot of runs.
10-3.
I think Bassett will get better. Bassett will be better. He's like the only one I really have much higher hopes for and standards for.
Yeah. I'm off Frankie Montas. When he comes back, I think he's probably still just going to have the same issues. He walks a lot of guys and then gives up, you know, not necessarily tons of home runs, but he gives up a lot of hard contact and then it flies. So,
Lazardo just walk to the bases full.
Oh, my goodness. So, let's see. Max Muncy walked. Who we got coming up next? Austin Barnes. He's about to do it. Watch, I'm calling it.
He's going yard. I would change the channel if the remote wasn't too far away.
Watch. He's about to do it. He's the type of guy that's definitely going to do it.
Austin Barnes.
I wonder how he's actually, I think he gets platooned for lefties. So
yeah, my over 4.5 is looking very good so far.
Two outs. Austin Barnes at the plate.
Man, yeah. And even not in Los Angeles, any other park, this Dodgers team. And in my write-up, I even wrote about how they haven't hit a lot of home runs this year, surprisingly. But they're still, you know, top 10 in every other offensive category. So once they get the long ball going, they're going to really be dangerous.
Yeah. You know, a game that I was looking at, excuse me, and I'm still looking at is Arizona-Colorado. Because I mean, there's some really good value somewhere in this thing. It's the Chase game. We got Madison Bum.
Gross.
On the mound. Cintezilla, who I hooted and hollered for in his first start, and he gave me a good old warm runny in the hand. So, with a combined 30, let's see, do my quick math here, 32.4 ERA, we have the marquee pitching matchup of the evening of these two guys. And, you know, the money line, it's come crashing down for Arizona. I think it started really, really high, if I'm not mistaken. Lot of money on Arizona. And that was actually the side I was looking to back. Not necessarily because of Bumgarner, but because guys like, oh my gosh, I had three names and I forgot every single one. David Peralta, thank you. Has been starting to heat up. Ketel Marte, he's starting to get going too. So Christian Walker hitting below the Mendoza line, but he still has a high OPS right now, so he's seeing the ball, and I like that. Charlie Blackmon, virtually non-existent this season. CJ Cron for the Rockies, health issues, you know, recovering, that kind of thing. Obviously, McMahon had a great night last night. He does great against lefties. I believe McMahon and Hanson, the bottom of this Rockies lineup, this is starting to become a little bit of a DFS bleed. But Hanson and McMahon, I like them, specifically McMahon. So if we can find maybe some prop bets on McMahon, see about maybe over 1.5 hits, if it's not like crazy juice, or like McMahon 2 or more RBIs or something, you know, I would be totally happy with that, because I just think he's seeing the ball really well right now. I watched some of his at bats from last night, multi home run game, I believe he did. So, and these two teams suck. So it's like even competition. Arizona minus 105. I think I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'd be on the Arizona side this time too. I'd be even more on it if it weren't for Bumgarner.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is probably the reason the public's money is mostly on it, because he's a big name still.
Yeah.
But their offense is good. They looked good against the Padres. You know, the Padres kind of lit them up a little bit, but they looked good still.
I mean, and they made the Padres work. Like, the Padres had to win those games in the 7th to 9th innings.
Yeah, they did. Those were high-scoring games, and they're all the way through.
Didn't one of them go to extras? I don't think they did.
I don't remember.
Now that I say it out loud, I don't think it did. But anyways, team totals both set at 5.5, with minus 112 shading to both sides. Arizona and Colorado to the over. It's Colorado. The ball flies out. From what I've seen, the core of Arizona's offense is starting to get a little more barrel on the ball. It's just those little things that you notice if you listen to and you watch enough baseball, right? Like you just see a team starting to, like, we're not saying they're like getting in there and they're starting to hit for, like, you know, they're going to get in there and hit 10 runs in or something, but it's just like, you know, their on base percentages go up, their walks, their pitch counts, like, just that they start to turn. And that's when we start finding the value on these teams, especially in high volume betting like baseball.
Mm-hmm. It's when you start to see them put the bat on the ball. but it's quality contact, even though it's a line out to the right fielder or it's a, you know, hard ground ball to the shortstop. They're hitting it hard. It's just, they're so close and you can see it coming.
Yeah. You know, it's probably a first five I'm going to stay away from. The numbers are obviously inflated. It's just getting that Coors puff up, you know? So let me go ahead and stay away from the first five. I was trying to look and see if team totals in the first five is something I like. My thing is, since Azella had such a bad first game, I'm worried to see like how good he's going to be this game. So I don't want to bet on him too much. So if I go full game, I feel like I neutralize some of that. And, you know, I like the Arizona side in this one. So
yeah, it's a stay away from me, though, for sure, all the way around.
I love my chase games. Gives me an opportunity to right my wrongs.
Yep. Or wrong your wrongs even more.
Yeah. Just have a little more fun, you know? Just add to it.
Mm-hmm.
And away we go. All right. Any other games you want to talk about on this? You want to go ahead and round out the rest of the slate? Talk about every game on the card? We can talk your Mariners. We can talk the Mets and the Phillies.
If my internet was cooperating, I could see what games we have left. I don't like the Mariners. They're stupid and dumb, and I hate them. Same with the White Sox. Yeah. God, they really burned us. Their defense is so bad.
Yeah. It's
like watching high school defense.
And Tim Anderson being out definitely hurts that infield.
Yeah, Anderson and Eloy being out, and Luis Robert can't catch a fly ball.
No, unless it's attached to his head.
Unless it's gloves on his head, yeah, then he'll be fine.
He does really well with that kind of thing.
Yeah, and Mets versus Phillies, I think, is the only other game we didn't talk about.
I
don't love that. I think we're gonna have trust issues with the Mets.
Yeah,
and Nola's just too good.
I haven't been able to figure this series out. Honestly, angles wise, haven't had a lot of luck. Of course, I've picked it for tally site. You know, I pick pretty much every single aspect for tally site when I'm on there. And just out of curiosity, I'm going to look.
Do you go for every trifecta on tally site?
Not everyone, but
what's the reasoning for not going for every trifecta?
I don't know. For me, okay, so if I see a certain percentage of bets coming in, or, you know, picks, because they're
picks, yeah,
coming in from different pros, then it's like a contrarian kind of thing too, you know, like I'll take some value or not value here and there where I need to based off percentages, especially if I do think highly of that, you know, other play or medium highly.
Yeah. I feel like I've tried him for pretty much every trifecta.
Well, and it's a lot of the correlations of the results that we're looking to get to really make sense, especially with a platform like TallySite. But right now, not working for me. I'm having a rough week.
Yeah, I haven't checked in on that yet.
Full transparency, I am 15th. Out of 15th.
On tally site?
Uh-huh. 47%.
15th out of 15th on what?
MLB this week. So I am in the rear.
Stats and earnings. I'm not finding it.
I got on here for a reason. Oh, if you go to my picks, it generates that for you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Mets Phillies that I jumped on here for. I think for some reason.
Yes, it was. There might have been Mariners.
I've got Mets picked at plus 132, under 8 at minus 105. So.
Yeah, I kind of like the under on that game. That's the only small lean I would have is under 8.5.
I'm going for the trifecta in the San Fran San Diego game. Going San Fran plus 1.5 and under 8. I think without Fernando.
Under, Oh, okay.
Tatis.
Under eight? That's ballsy.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, in the Discord, there was conversation earlier about taking the Mets total runs under 3.5.
Mm-hmm. Their offense just looks really weird to start the year.
They do.
Oh, hey, dude, look at this. Good news.
The Royals win?
No, but I'm in line to get a trifecta with Tampa Bay and Boston. Boston outright, Boston plus 1.5, and over 9. So,
all right, over 9. Yeah, that hit a long time ago.
That hit by themselves almost. Then I got the trifecta with Cincinnati. Wow. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Cincinnati outright, Cincinnati minus 1.5. And then over 8. So,
yeah, the Pirates are going to be a sad team to beat up on all year long.
Yeah, especially in ballparks like Great America.
Mm hmm.
I don't know,
or when they go to LA.
I'm excited for some, you know, like more data, not data. I hate calling it that, but like I'm excited for more perspective as far as specific pinpointed weaknesses on teams.
Yeah.
You know, like Brooklyn, like, yeah, I'm going to go heavy on big man props against Brooklyn because they're bad against centers. Or
yep.
Like the Lakers against guards, like just stuff like that.
Little
just
things, yeah.
Help with game write-ups, game flow, and all that kind of whatnot.
Yeah, it is nice having useful information on the write-ups, that's for sure.
It's nice just having the baseball right now. And, you know, premium subscribers, and maybe this isn't a good sell right now, but not that everyone else is lacking, but myself personally, I've taken more of a back-drawn approach with a lot of the high volume picks to start the MLB season. Opening day, first 3 days I was in there, and then I cooled the jets. I wanted to be a baseball fan a little more. And so I've been intaking a lot of baseball, doing a lot more of my handwritten notes and just kind of grinding out some stuff. And so yeah, the churning is about to start. But you know, that's what it is sometimes, but you know, it's a grind. It's a MLB season, and it's just glorious to have it back. So let me just love and appreciate baseball too. So like we all should.
Yep. It's been a grind already.
Already. And Kansas City lost. So.
And Kansas City lost.
So.
Great. Yeah. That hurts both of us.
Yeah. At least it's over with.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, baseball's been rough for me so far, but I'm starting to turn around, and it's gotten a couple wins in a row until this Royals loss. Yeah. But
that just means we gotta just survive this little downtick.
Yeah, so I already feel much better yesterday and today. Games are starting to hit.
I just need to, for me, when I'm seeing the game really well, I'm a lot more confident, and I don't think I'm seeing the game like as well as I want to right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, covered all that. Talked about just about all the live stuff. Don't think we need to do another live check-in unless there's anything big that you notice. I saw Toronto just scored a run. But
yeah, nothing exciting. White Sox Mariners are starting right now.
Yeah. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Masters here. And then I'm going to tie it in with my bookie because they're doing a phenomenal promo, odds boost, extravaganza kind of ordeal. The Masters, as we know it, as everyone that has their head slightly out from under the rock knows, that the Masters is the biggest golf tournament of the year. And it's a spectacle. I love it so much, as well as so many other people. And I just love the way they put it together, the presentation of it, the music, the history. And I love betting on it. And we have a golf pro within our realms, you know, this year and on our team. So that's going to be a different approach. And it's going to bring a lot more excitement and my activity on making wagers on my bookie for the Masters. So I've already went in, as not much, but I've already went in and I've placed multiple bets spread across to get me up to, you know, $15 a play so far on the Masters on some, you know, outright winners. Mr. Campisi, Joe, he's going to have his, sorry, Discord. Man, I'm telling y'all, y'all got to get in here. Joe Campisi's write-up is going to be a blast. If you miss, you know, we put out some of it. Go find the link on any of our Twitters. Great, great content. Joe's going to get in here, do a deep scrub on the Masters. And you're going to take his knowledge. Yeah, I'm telling you what to do. And you're going to go to mybookie.ag. You're going to use promo code HOOPBALL. Use the free money that you get through there, through joining us and helping our family grow by joining it and enjoying the stuff like Discord and the MyBookie perks. You use that promo code, you get in there, you get inundated. If you have any questions, you let me know. You let Blake know. Like one of us, we'll get you all taken care of. It'll be handled A-okay. Get over there, mybookie.ag. Let's have some fun while we watch this historical golf tournament. The Masters is going to be a great field. And yeah, come join us. I mean, that's all I can say. It's a big deal. We love the Masters, and we're going to have a top-notch pro giving some heavy, deep takes on it. Some of the numbers, Blake, I don't know if you got in the Golf Channel at all today, but some of the numbers that those guys talk about in there, woof.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a different sport.
It definitely is. And I'm golf savvy, you know. I'm not a complete dunce with it.
No. You know, I watch it a little bit. I'm actually in a fantasy golf league.
Oh, wow.
That does not mean I know what I'm doing. My brother-in-law, Chris, is the one who tells me what to do, and I'm pretty much the middleman.
Yeah.
So I followed a little bit, and I know we took Bryson this week to win the tournament. But you know, that's all I got.
Yeah. Like I said, I sprinkled on a few guys. Webb Simpson.
I had money on him for the last Masters, and he disappointed me.
Yeah, yeah. I always like Justin Rose. He's someone I like keeping an eye on. But I have a feeling an American's going to win the tournament. That was something that was talked about in our Discord. Patrick Reed, someone else I like keeping an eye on. He's got pretty nice odds. Probably a top 10 finish, I would say, if he comes out and plays well. Is in his grasp. And then the top 25s and the individual matchups. That's what I'm excited to hear from Joe on. So really excited to pinpoint some specific weaknesses and strengths within this Masters tournament. And if you're interested in that, if anyone at all that you know might be, you've got to come check it out over at MyBookie and at hoop-ball.com with us. So I think the NBA is something that you and I talked about a little off air. Like we're both in fantasy leagues and we keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, real briefly, I kid you not, I think I probably have one play, and it's probably all I'm going to be playing. Other than, you know, the props that Riley and Keith and the rest of the guys give out, because shout out to them. They're really good at that stuff. Again, I make these picks on Tally site. Doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to be giving them out and playing them on HoopBall, but I do like the over in the Charlotte Oklahoma City game over 213.5. I think these teams are going to get running up and down. 5.5-point spread, close game. So I expect, you know, bunches of buckets back and forth, a lot of guys in and out for both teams. So defensive continuity is probably going to be lacking if I had to guess. And I want to throw a couple shout outs to maybe some big underdogs tonight. And this is what I'm looking at. I went ahead and did a play myself personally on Orlando +140 against Washington. Since the deadline and the injuries and the dust has settled, Orlando's actually representing and resembling, you know, a, somewhat of a team. Like, you know, they kind of are starting to look like a team. And then I think fading KD's return and just taking New Orleans outright, plus 305. I mean, what, like a quick $5 to make 15? I honestly think New Orleans does. I know they have their health issues, but they also have good depth and overall better defensive team, you know. So plus 305 and plus 140, $5 little dabbles, you know, I'm probably going to do that tonight personally. I don't, it's pizza money.
Yeah, that Pelicans plus 9.5, that's a lot for,
yeah,
for a team that's losing Harden. You know, they're getting KD back, of course, but fade the superstar.
Yep.
And Pacers minus 2. That's my attention against the Timberwolves.
Mm-hmm. That was officially low for me, so I was concerned about it in just that perspective.
Yeah, that does seem weird.
But
Pacers
are
a team I haven't been able to quit all year.
I mean, they've had a lot of guys that we knew were going to be out, so it's like, you know, the line was pre-baked. You know, Brogdon questionable. Turner's the biggest one. You know, the defensive cat, you know, Mr. Towns. Going to be, you know, and Goga Bitadze left last night with a head injury. I don't know. I don't remember if he came back in or not. I need to spend some time in the news and health blurbs on our HoopBall landing page.
Yep, that's in there too.
So, I mean, obviously pre-baked, but this is, I mean, this is the Timberwolves we're talking about. I mean, sure, they got Cat, but like.
Yeah, I mean. The Pacers, almost their entire starting five is a game time decision.
Yeah.
How high is that line going to spike when they're all ruled in or whatever?
I could honestly see that making it become, because like I said, it's the Timberwolves we are talking about. And
yeah,
maybe it goes to a pick 'em, but I mean, still, yeah. I saw
pick 'em.
We saw stretches of the Pacers lineup last year with guys like Aaron and Justin Holiday at the helm. Is McConnell? McConnell, was he out too?
No, I didn't see his name on there.
All right. So, I mean, they got McConnell in there, their top assist guy. I mean, he has like a 6.0 assist to turnover ratio on the, and all the steals he gets. You know,
the Holiday brothers, they're serviceable when they get their chances.
Right. So it's not like, you know, and then I didn't like some of the inactivity that they had in the offseason, but they got to get it going if they want to be competitive in the East. I mean, they're 500. The whole East is just lacking right now. I mean, Boston's in like the 7th or 8th spot. New York, you know, the Knicks, they're grasping at like a 7 seed. So it's a weird Eastern division. I think tonight is a night of the underdogs on this, you know, limited small card. I could see the Knicks beating Boston. I do like Atlanta tonight. So does Brew. Brewski does. Houston beating Dallas outright is absolutely crazy. But Houston covering the spread seems likely. Spurs are really gassed right now. Denver playing well. Brew likes the Spurs to get romped tonight and the Nuggets to cover the spread. So probably going to trust in him. But and then to wrap it up, Phoenix playing Utah. Utah has steamed off after that crazy run that they were on. And they're having health issues of their own. So Phoenix, point guard CP3. It's hard to not back him at home. I like Phoenix plus 115.
Yeah, I kind of like that one too, if I had to play that game.
It caught my eye a little earlier, kind of like that Indiana game did for you.
Yeah, Phoenix just has a fun roster. They're easy team to root for. I like DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
You just want him to become the center you're hoping he'll be.
Right. Hopefully CP3 can help with that.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping going into the year. I loved that landing spot for him. Going to Phoenix. And it's been good, but it hasn't been what I was hoping.
Yeah. All right. Well, that actually kind of takes care of the NBA card there. I know we weren't really doing our deep dives on it, but we at least wanted to brush on it. Okay, I think that can probably wrap it up. Yeah.
Yeah, the wind held off over there, huh?
Yeah, now I can actually hear a helicopter and an airplane flying over me. So like,
wow.
Right now we are good. It did say I had an unstable connection like two times throughout the show, and I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, you went out a couple times there for a second.
Did I? And then you did me in too. So maybe through osmosis or whatever, we did okay on the recording. So.
Yeah, we did okay.
I think it blended just fine. And there's edits to be done. So
mm-hmm.
we will be nice and golden. But speaking of edits, let me get this together. This was a late show. I know we wanted to just because Blake and I wanted to indulge in some of the live baseball, talk about some of the plays that we had and some of the stuff we were looking at. Starting off a little cold on the day. I think we're both kind of dipping a little right now, but we always look to climb and move forward. Mm-hmm. And we still are diligent. So that's what we're doing. And it's a day-to-day thing. It's a grind. It's high-volume baseball. But here we go. Don't forget the promo codes. And do not forget about the Masters stuff that we talked about. Keep your eyes peeled for all that Joe's going to be putting out. And the oncoming next few shows. Going to have some different great content to talk about. I am going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Of course, you find Blake at Twitter, at Blake Lawatch, LaWatch. And then I'm at DALE007. And then collectively, we are at Hoopball Gaming. Go find all three of those. Give us a follow if you would. And then, yes, more homework. Go leave a 5-star review over on Apple playlists, podcasts, thingies, whatever it is, Apple Music. I don't know. I'm not an Apple Music, Apple user. So I'm the caveman Android LG guy. Go do that. We love you. Let us know if you love us or if you hate us. And then tell us what we can do to fix it. You know, if you leave a 1-star review, you better say something. That's what Vince always says. That's what we kind of roll with here. Give us some constructive criticism. Blake, thanks for making it happen again today, bud.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I love Wednesdays. There's a lot of good day baseball games on, so Wednesdays are perfect.
Absolutely. Well, we will be on again soon, and hopefully y'all will be also. We'll see you around. And don't forget, I'm sending you all my good vibes, all my good energies, and you make sure to do with that what you will. Be safe, be kind, do something nice. But ultimately, make some money today. Let's make some money. Peace.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.